You have to. And second of May, some people from East, from Kharkov, and from South, from Ukraine, from Odessa, they wanted to organize it peaceful demonstration and show to all world and to Russia that east of Ukraine and south of Ukraine, it's still Ukraine. They wanted to show that they want to be in Ukraine. They don't want to go to Russia. And they organized a big peaceful demonstration. It was a lot of people. But Russian terrorists, they attacked them with guns. And as a result, 47 people was killed. And 150 was wounded. And all it's happened, it was just 10 minutes a walk from my apartment. It was close to us. And but people who wanted to organize it peaceful demonstration, they was without guns and they took stones and they tried to protect themselves. And this picture from Odessa. And when it happened, after that I couldn't recognize my city, because all time I can see a lot of people in center of city, because a lot of tourists come to us. But after what happened, all universities was closed or schools was closed. People not go to the work, and the city was empty, and it was like in horror movie, just one buildings and no people, no cars, and it was scary. But what God to do in our ministry, it's big encourage for my heart. And what I see in Ukraine after what happened, it's big encouraging. People started pray on big squares, thousands of people just prayed to God and asked, please God help us. And I can tell a lot of story about what God to do in Ukraine. But I want to tell you just one story about one person. Oh, not about this. A couple years ago, I worked with Muslim people, and it's very interesting story. Maybe I will told you personal if you will want. And this guy, he is Osman. He is from Syria, and I worked with him. But I want to tell you about Vadim. He's my disciple, and when I met him, he came to our big event. And when I met him, he looks like he not looking for God. He looking for girls. And I didn't want to share the gospel with him because he not looked like looking for God. And but at that time, I promised to God that I will share the gospel with all people who God will bring in my life. And I said, okay, God, I will just try, but I don't believe that something good will happen with this boy. And I tried to organize a personal meeting. And when we met with him, I was so surprised when I heard his story. I saw that God led him to our meeting all his life, and I was very surprised. He told me that when he was 11 years old, his mother was sick with cancer. And this tragedy led whole his family to Orthodox Church. And they prayed a lot and asked, please God, heal our mother. They read Bible, and after successful surgery, God healed her mother. And how it very often happened with all of us, they forgot about God. They stopped go to church, they stopped pray, they stopped read Bible. But after 2 years, cancer was back, and his mother was died. His mother died. And that's why he had a lot of questions for me about God, about eternity, about sin, about everything. And on this meeting, he was repented with me. He opened his heart to God, and it was amazing. And after that, his life start changing. And he started share the gospel with all his friends, and he wanted to share the gospel everywhere. And he's a very creative person, and he organized a couple very big events on city level without our help. He did it just by himself. It was creative evening, and he shared the gospel on this evening. And local media station, they made a report about this events, and he shared the gospel on these events. And he was with us in missionary trip to Belarus. And now he want not just to be part of our ministry, but he want to be baptized, to be part of church. And when he will graduate, he want to be missionary. And it's like short story about what God to do in Ukraine, in our country. And I want to ask you pray. I want to ask you pray for Ukraine. Please pray about peace in Ukraine. Because now, on the east, it's real war. Every day, people killed. And terrorists with guns, they can stop boats and come in bus and take guns and take gold from people, and they can bust stuff with gas and take gas, and they can come in your house and say go away and put a big gun in your window. And it's real war on the east. And I want to ask you please to be with us with prayer for peace in Ukraine. Also, I want ask you, please pray about economic situation in Ukraine, because now it's very difficult time for Ukraine. Please pray, because especially people who retired, I don't understand how they can live for their salary. And please pray about people in Ukraine, because they had a lot of scared, a lot of pain. And please pray that these people not go from God with this pain, but go to God and give God this pain. Please pray for us. And if you have, if it will be interesting for you, I will be more than happy meet with you and share personally. To share more about Ukraine, about our ministry, and show you pictures, and I'm very open. And I think maybe somebody of you have questions for me about Ukraine, about our ministry. I can answer for you. If somebody have questions for me, do you understand me?
Yes. Okay, questions.
Some of our team have been to Sumy.
Please not so fast.
Okay.
My English not very good.
Okay. Some of our team have been to Sumy. Uh-huh. Have they been affected in the east also with the riots and everything?
I was very surprised that on the east, on the Sumy, all people want to be in Ukraine, and they not afraid to say that we want to be in Ukraine. And in Sumy region, it's not danger. We don't have Russian terrorists. And I was surprised about it, that in Sumy region, it's a quiet place. But other east side, it's more dangerous, especially Donetsk and Lugansk, if you know this city. Yeah, but in Sumy, it's okay.
Zhenya is from Sumy.
I was grew up in Sumy. Yeah.
Okay, somebody else.
Zhenya, you are moving further east?
Yes. I served in Odessa, in south of Ukraine, 7 years. And now we feel that God called us to go on the east and help organize students' ministry on the east, in Dnipropetrovsk. It's big city too. It's a city with 1 million population. And we will serve on the east, and we believe that God called us, and we believe that God will have His grace for us to do it. And protection, yeah.
The Crimean referendum several months back, do you think that was legitimate or no?
Oh, good question. I believe that when people from other country come to you with guns, with tanks, with a lot of army, it couldn't be like free election. Sorry, my English not very good. I don't believe that it was like that all people want to be in Russia. I think that on the Crimea, maybe 50 population wanted to be in Russia. Why? Because in 60s, 70s years, Russian government, when we was in Soviet Union, they moved Tatar, it's people who lived all time in Crimea. They moved people from Crimea to Siberia. But Russian people from Siberia, they moved in Crimea. And that's why some people, they more open for Russian in Crimea. And maybe they more believe Russian media. But a lot of what they saw in media, it was a lie. I saw in my eyes that it's a lie. It's not true. I believe that on the East, maybe just 10% of population want to be in Russia. But other 90% just afraid. Because people go with guns everywhere and they just afraid it. And a lot of people from Crimea, they run away from Crimea to Ukraine. And they run, a lot of people from... And I think it's say to us, it's tell to us that they don't want to be in Russia. It was just Putin's will. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else. Yes.
What is the situation in the southwest over near Svalyava? Mm-hmm. I think that's the best I can say, over in the near Hungary and Poland and the Transcarpathian Mountains over there. And how is the situation
on the west,
in that part of Ukraine?
West of Ukraine, it's all time was more
patriotic.
And on the west, it's quiet, and they want to be in Ukraine, and they real Ukrainian because they not have so big influence from Russia. East, it's border with Russia, but west, it's far from Russia, and that's why they don't have Russian influence. And and what we saw in Kyiv, it was done by people from West, if you understand me. They are ill Ukrainian. Sorry for my English. I promise that next time I will speak English better.
Okay, somebody else. Yeah, okay. Oh, just let me get Rebecca first.
You said you're moving further east.
Yeah.
But aren't the schools and universities closed?
We moved to the east, but it's not on this city. It's not so dangerous situation how it was in other east city on the east. In this city, in what we will moved, we had very good mayor. Mayor is very good. He said that if you will know some information about Russian terrorists, and if you give this information, we will pay to you $10,000. And they paid it for every Russian terrorist, and they decided all problem with Russian terrorists, and now it's quiet on Dnipropetrovsk. But Dnipropetrovsk, he bordered with a region where now we have war. And but we hope that everything will be okay. We hope that everything will be okay. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Thank you that you asked me about how is it on the East.
Interesting way of ferreting out the bad guys. It sounds like they did it.
I'm interested in the capital city, Kiev, where we flew to twice and went out from there to the east over toward Sumy and then to the west over toward Svalyava. That city, being the capital, was, I know, severely damaged and a lot of destruction there in World War II, and then it was rebuilt, and it was a very beautiful, nice city when we were over there a couple times. Were any of these pictures that you showed earlier on the screen, were those any from Kiev? And has there been, is that city, what's the situation in that city today? Mm-hmm. Has it been destroyed again or whatever?
I understand. In Rio, what was happened in Kiev, it was like war, and a lot of buildings was fired, and a lot of buildings was destroyed. And people who organized this revolution, they didn't want to go from the main square while new president will come. And we had 2 weeks ago a president election, and just maybe 1 week ago they started to, for example, people afraid police, and that's why they organized it. We called it barricada. It's like from everything, like barricade. And just 1 week ago, they started to destroy this barricade because they don't believe that they still afraid it. That something bad can happen. But when we had a president election, people said, okay, we will believe this president and we will start destroy this barricade. And I think that maybe that they will start build everything, and to do that it will be more beautiful. But all this time they can't to do something because people don't want, people don't trust, people stay. People say that we will stay while we will have new president. We will stay on Maidan, and they stayed. But now they started destroyed barricade just maybe week ago.
And that's not the Department of Public Works. Those are all people who just responsibly do it. So it's amazing how all that comes together. Somebody else have a question? Yes.
And Paul, I think that if I will have time, I can share a little bit about my grandfather. I think it will be very interesting for
okay,
our church.
Okay, we'll do that. You do have time. Okay. We'll just continue with the questions for a little bit yet.
Okay.
Thank you. Because of Putin's will, has the church gone underground? I know the staff of Campus Crusade for Christ are bold people. Thank you for your boldness and that you are able to conquer your fear. How is the church?
Mm-hmm. In all places where we have peace, it's okay with church. Church, you can do what you want, and it's very interesting that now church has more influence for government than it was than any time. Now our prime minister, and do you understand this word? Prime minister, he started all his gathering from prayer. And when we had
acting president.
Yeah, when we had acting president, it was started from pray and old Christian hymn about God, please save our country. And it's amazing for Ukraine because never we had like that. But on the east, where we have war, Russian terrorists, they don't like evangelical churches and other priests. They killed one Catholic priest, and they beat a lot of Baptist pastors. I saw pictures, they fired some churches and they fired some building of Christian people because they think that Baptist church they have Ukrainian people who will danger for them. They like Americans. That Baptist church have Americans and something like that. But it's brainwash. Just brainwash. And yeah. And it's influence of brainwash. And on the east, it's dangerous, and I know a lot of people who run away from the east, and some are missionaries. They run from east because it's dangerous. On the east, it's dangerous, and I heard that little bit it's dangerous in Crimea because Russian government, Russian media show that evangelical churches, they keep Ukrainian radicals, they keep Americans, maybe Americans soldiers or something like that, but it's just brainwash what Putin made. We had a lot of Russian brainwashing news, and we was very surprised that a lot of people who had influence for Ukraine, they was from Russian KGB, and yeah.
Back under Stalin wanted to Russify the entire Soviet Union, meaning put Russian people every place where they had any influence. So he deported many of the Ukrainian people, as Zhenya said, but that's one of the reasons why the East is so predominantly Russian-speaking people, because Stalin moved the Ukrainians away and put Russians in. So that's one of the reasons why the difficulty exists. And you've got ethnic Russians as well as the ethnic Ukrainians, but it tends to be on the eastern third of Ukraine. Other questions, maybe?
Paul, thank you for your translation.
Oh, that's okay.
My English.
Yeah, and when he said fire the buildings, that meant burn them.
Burn.
Okay,
oh,
so
sorry.
We're good on that. Okay, got it. Okay, you know what they're doing. Okay. Marcia suggested that you maybe share more about your ministry and some of the events that you plan and what you do with the students on the campuses in Odessa.
Mm-hmm. I will try with my English. It's easy to do when I personally meet because it's more easy speak personally with my level of English. That's why if it will be interesting, I want to meet with you.
I'll translate.
I will try. We believe that God, that the best way to share the gospel is from, use one-on-one meeting. When we have one-on-one meeting, it's the best way to share the gospel with people. But in Ukraine, a lot of people, they still afraid evangelical people. They thought that everyone who is not Orthodox, they are dangerous. They are sect, cult, and maybe they thought that we can eat our children or something like that. It's still influence of Soviet Union. And that's why we had long way for one-on-one meetings. We organized a lot of big events that interesting for students, like paintball, like soccer tournament, like hiking and other. And a lot of students come to us, and we try share the gospel for them, and we try to become their friend. And they, we invited them on one-on-one meetings. And very interesting that the best way to share the gospel in Ukraine, it's English club. What does it mean? It means that we invite American people from US, and they come to us and help us teach student English. And half of this English club, students teach new words, grammar, and other half of English club, they discuss about parables from Bible. And we had this English club during 2 weeks, and students come to us every day. And that's why they can see us every day. And after that, they believe that we normal people, we don't drink blood and eat human body and body, but and they more open for us. And now it's the best way share the gospel with students in Ukraine. And a lot of our people who came to us, they came to us to English club. They come to God through English club. And I invite you too. If your church, if it will be interesting for you, we invite you, please come to us. You know English. Your English is best. And if you will come and help us organize English club, it will be big help for us, and I think that it will be very interesting for you too. And if God will lead you, we wait for you and invite you. Please come to us.
They will take good care of you. And the fact that for you're from the Midwest, you don't have an accent like the rest of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not from the South, you're not from Boston, you're not from California, so, I mean, you're good. Yeah. If you want to go to Ukraine, you just sign up with Zhenya here, and it's not that expensive, and they'll take good care of you. So, got the invitation. Any other questions? You're going to tell about your grandfather.
Yeah.
Yes. Please do.
And I think that it will be very interesting for you to know story about my grandfather. He lived when communism was coming in our country, and he was Orthodox religion. But he understood that it's not the way to God. And he looked for God. He asked, please, God, open me my eyes, and I want to know you. And he had dream, and in this dream, angel or Jesus came to him and said that if you want to know me, you have to go to other village, maybe 10 miles from his place, in special city, house, and special time. And when he got up, he went to this place, and it was evangelic church. It was Baptist church. It was not like building of church, because it was illegal to have building of church. But it was just house where Christian people gathered together. And when he came, he was repented. And to be Christian in Soviet Union, it was illegal. And that's why police put him in the prison because he was Christian. And when they took him on the prison, they destroyed roof of his house and leave his wife with five children without roof at the winter. And they wanted kill them. But his wife, she gathered children near fire, and when communists saw it, they destroyed fireplace and walls, and that's why she go to village and ask people to accept them. And when he was in prison, police said to him, destroyed a roof of other Christian people. And he says that, I not build it and I will not destroy it. And the police says that, okay, if you're so smart, take off your boots and stay on the snow without boots while other people will destroy this roof. And he stand on one leg and other worm, and then on other leg and other worm, and says that, that he was not sick, everything was good, God protect him. And when he was in prison, he had a second dream, and this dream was like Peter from Book of Acts. Jesus came to him and said, take your head under arm and go away from prison. And when he got up, he put his head under arm and go. And all doors was open and nobody stopped him. And he go to home, and it was about 200 kilometers from prison to his village. And when he back, he afraid people because he saw that if people will see him, they can say somebody from government. But Christians at that time was very strong, and they believe strong and something interesting, not like we. And they come to him and said, does somebody let you go from prison? He said, oh no, I just saw a dream and I go away from prison. And they said, oh, it means it was sin. You go from prison without promises, yeah?
Permission.
Without permission. And you need back to prison because it's sin. And he thought, oh yes, it was sin. Nobody let me go from prison. And he decided back to prison. And he walked 200 kilometers to prison. And when he back, he came to officer and said, oh, officer, please, forgive me. I so sinful. It was sin for you and for God. I go from prison without your permission. Please, let me back to prison. And officer saw on him and said, go away. You are crazy. I don't want to see you. Go away. And that's why he had permission. And he back to his house. And he had very strong faith. And he had very interesting life. And it was in Ukraine. Yeah. And if you will want meet with me, I will be very happy. And I have some information about me on my table. And thank you for your attention.
He also has some chocolate.
And sorry for my English. Thank you.
Спасибо большое.
Не за что.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I've lost a lot of the Russian language, not having been there since 2009, but that's okay. He'll catch me up. Well, you can visit with Zhenya, and if you'd like to meet with him this week, please speak with him. Some people have already spoken with him and made arrangements, but he's got some time to get around. We're going to invite the gospel team up again, I think, right? Yes, and while they're playing, we're going to receive our Deacon's Fund offering, and the entire offering will go to Zhenya's ministry. And we appreciate your speaking to us this morning.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah. Good enough.
called the drum solo.
Salvation comes.
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it also did with you, that we be delivered from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you're doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. And God's people said,
Amen.
God bless you.